So the Heilige Mishnah Vayta Masech Lus Nedarim Peri Gimel Mishnah Tes Hanoidim in Hayiloidim Mutter Banoilodim. What's Yiloidim and what's Noilodim? If we're going to be correct, meaning to say the real taich of the words, Yiloidim is mashma both people that were already born, like the Pasuk says, V'chalo am hayiloidim b'midbar, that were born in the Midbar. And it also includes those that are going to be born, like the Pasuk says, Kala ben hayiloid, any ben that is going to be born should be thrown into the Nilus. So really, the real taich yiloidim means both that were born and that are going to be born. And the truth is, the same is true for the word noilodim. It's mashma those that were already born, like it says, Shnei b'necha ha-noilodim l'cha b'Eretz Mitzrayim, that were born in Eretz Mitzrayim. And it also refers to those that are going to be born, like it says, Hinei ben noilid l'beis David. There it means the son is going to be born. But nidarim go after how people talk, not necessarily what the real taich of the word is. Nidarim are holchenachal loshen b'nei adam. In loshen b'nei adam, when people say yiloidim, it means those that were born. So therefore, hanoider min hayiloidim, someone who is noider hana, through an eder he asks hana from anyone that is yiloidim. What does he mean? He means those that were born already. But those that are going to be born after the neder are not included. Mutter b'noiladim, he's mutter in those that are destined to be born, those that are going to be born. Weiter sagt der Mishnah, min ha-noiladim aser b'yiloidim. This is the sheet of the Chachamim or the Tanakhama. Now, noiladim, in the Lashon of the way people talk, is mashma anyone that's born, whether he was born already or is going to be born. So therefore, say the Chachamim, someone makes a neder from noiladim, he's aser b'yiloidim, he's aser in anyone that was already born or that is going to be born. He can't have enough from that. Rabbi Meir matir af b'yiloidim. So the Gemara explains something is missing over here. Rabbi Meir is not arguing on the first halacha. Rabbi Meir does not disagree on the halacha that if someone is noider min hayiloidim, he's mutter b'noiladim. But something's missing here in the Mishnah, and this is how the Mishnah should read. Rabbi Meir, Omer Rabbi Meir says, just like hanoider min hayiloidim is mutter b'noiladim, those that are going to be born, so we also say hanoider min hanoiladim is mutter b'yiloidim in those that were already born. According to Reb Meir, to make it simpler, noiladim is mashma only those that are going to be born. So if someone is noider min hanoiladim, he's mutter in those that were already born. His kavana was only for those that are going to be born. The Chachamim say, Lo nischavein zeh, his kavana was not, ela only b'misha darkoi lahoylib. This is not a third opinion. This is back to the sheet of the Tanakhama. The Chacham are explaining the reason that if someone is noider may noiladim, he's also aser in those that were born already, according to the Chachamim, because according to the Chachamim, noiladim does not mean the way Reb Meir says, those that weren't born yet. Noiladim has nothing to do with history or future. Noiladim means in the lashon of people, those that are born. In other words, people or animals that are born, excluding fish or eggs that lay eggs, that hatch, they're not born. That's what he means to say. So once again, chazing over Mishnah Tes. Someone makes a neder that he assers yiloidim. he is mutter to have hana from those that will be born after the neder. Min ha-noiladim, he's asr ba-yiladim. One who asrs on himself noiladim is asr to have hana from anyone. One, we now learn, means also animals, including those that have been born and those that will be born. Then we learned, according to how the Gemara explains it, the Remeir agrees that Hanoidim min Hayiloidim is mutter binoiloidim. But Remeir disagrees with the Chacham, because Remeir says just like Hanoidim min Hayiloidim is mutter binoiloidim, in those that are destined to be born, Zakt Remeir, Hanoidim min Hanoiloidim is mutter biyiloidim, in those that were born already. According to Remeir, noiloidim, according to the way that people use the term, refers only to those that are going to be born. The Chachamim say the Mishnah ended off, and we learned according to the Pshat that this is not a third opinion. This is back to the sheet of the Tanakama. The Chacham are just explaining themselves. Then Anoidim mehanoiladim is aser even in those that were born already. Because noiladim doesn't mean past, present, or future. Noiladim means those that are born. That includes people and animals that are born. It excludes fish and birds that are hatched and not born.